Just taking a last little walk around the village of Mercy, having talked to the lorry drivers. In fact, they're Constantine drivers, not LPR. Constantine, the British firms, they must have been doing a job somewhere around here, possibly in Switzerland, which is just down the road. There's an awful lot of art that gets transported to and through Switzerland, of course, so they may just be coming here on the way back to drive back to London. So they're about half an hour away, and I managed to get them the message as to where they're heading, so hopefully they shouldn't have too many problems finding it with all the GPS and whatnot. So I'm just taking a last walk around the village, I guess trying to imprint the scenery on my mind. It's really quite incredible, looking up at the hills from this bit of the valley. It's a marvellous and really quite awe-inspiring sense of scale, which of course is something you don't tend to get in London, where we're all hemmed in. It's a clear day, much clearer day than it has been previously, and I can see the snow-covered peaks of Mont Blanc much more clearly than I could before. Actually, I seem to have walked up someone's drive here, which wasn't what I intended to do. I'll have to back down. Anyway, some beautiful views of Mont Blanc, completely snow-covered at the top there. A really extreme white, with the sun reflecting off it. It almost seems a shame to have to remove an archive which seems so rooted in this place to the library, though of course its long-term preservation is immeasurably helped by doing so. I was reading a book this morning at breakfast that Eve Johnson very kindly gave me. It's the catalogue of an exhibition that he had of his paintings in a gallery just outside Munich. And the catalogue, which is well worth reading, takes the form of obviously reproductions of the paintings alongside some text, which is basically a conversation between John, Eve and the commissaire, the curator of the exhibition. And the idea of place and location comes up an awful lot, and both John and Eve reflect on it deeply. John, of course, who moved to this area at the age of 50. He's very much tied to it now, but it was certainly somewhere where he moved to, whereas Eve was born here, and writes quite movingly about how the horizons that he knows are actually fairly circumscribed as being in this village, this area, but that in such a relatively small community, you still feel he still feels that it's his world, and it's it's very much kind of a microcosm of everything outside the valley. And they talk movingly in this catalogue about how this sense of place affects them slightly differently. And for Eve, because his childhood was spent here, it obviously formed his world outlook in a slightly different way from that of John. So just going to walk back to the hotel now. I've popped down and bought Le Monde to read on the way back. More updates from the lorry, hopefully.